Hockey News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's acknowledging involvement in the death of a Hamas leader. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel did assassinate Hamas's top leader last summer and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. The comments appeared to mark the first time that Israel has acknowledged killing Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an explosion in Iran in July. Israel Katz says the Houthis will meet a similar fate as the other members of the Iranian-led alliance in the region. He also noted that Israel has killed other leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and helped topple Syria's Bashar Assad and destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft systems. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden's commuting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row, converting their punishments to life in prison. Three inmates remain. Dylan Roof, convicted of the 2015 slayings at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, 2013 Boston Marathon bomber Jokhar Tsarnaev, and Robert Bowers, who killed 11 at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. Transgender athletes are about to face another challenge in court, Gethin Kulbaugh explains.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued the NCAA to block the participation of transgender athletes in women's sports, arguing that it tricks and misleads fans. The lawsuit filed in state district court argues the NCAA violates the Texas Trade Practices Act. The law is designed to protect consumers from deceptive business practices. The lawsuit is the latest attempt by conservative politicians to target transgender athletes and push the NCAA into banning them from competition. NCAA President Charlie Baker recently told Congress he was aware of fewer than 10 active transgender athletes. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's been named the AP's Male Athlete of the Year for the third time. This is AP News. Santa Claus made an early visit to a remote village in Alaska with a little help from the Alaska National Guard. Julie Walker has the story.
When flying reindeers just won't do. A C-17 military cargo plane steps in to help Santa deliver toys to Yucatan, Alaska as part of Operation Santa Claus. Major General Torrance Sachs with the Alaska National Guard.
If a community has been through a difficult time, but also if they ask, this is something we like to do.
9-year-old Mackenzie Ross was given toys, treats, and a backpack, all courtesy of the Salvation Army.
I think it's special that I have this opportunity to be here today, because I've never experienced this before, and I think I never will in the future. So I'm glad I'm here today.
And since Santa didn't have to steer his sleigh, he got to nod off on the military plane. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.